he had failed to understand then. Daniil thought he was being perverse. Bailey himself thought he was facing the open out of professional necessity to solve a crime. Only on that last evening on Solaria, with the curtain tearing away from the window, did he realize his need to face the open for the open's own sake, for its attraction and its promise of freedom. There must be millions on Earth who would feel that same urge if the open were only brought to their attention, if they could be made to take the first step. He looked about. The expressway was speeding on. All about him was artificial light and huge banks of apartments gliding backward, and flashing signs and store windows and factories and lights and noise and crowds and more noise and people and people and people. It was all he had loved, all he had hated and feared to leave, all he had thought he longed for on Solaria. And it was all strange to him. He couldn't make himself fit back in. He had gone out to solve a murder, and something had happened to him. He had told Minim the cities were wombs, and so they were. And what was the first thing a man must do before he can be a man? He must be born. He must leave the womb. And once left, it could not be re-entered. Bailey had left the city and could not re-enter. The city was no longer his. The caves of steel were alien. This had to be. And it would be so for others, and Earth would be born again and reach outward. His heart beat madly, and the noise of life about him sank to an unheard murmur. He remembered his dream on Solaria, and he understood it at last. He lifted his head, and he could see through all the steel and concrete and humanity above him. He could see the beacon set in space to lure men outward. He could see it shining down. The naked sun. This concludes The Naked Sun by Isaac Asimov. Please visit our website, www.tantor.com, for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks and to take advantage of special offers. Or call toll-free 877-7-TANTOR to request a catalog.